Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Now, how is the ARC going down at Mawson Lakes?
The what?
The ARC.
ARC, what? We had a little bit of rain overnight.
Well,
I pulled out 40 mils this morning, Rick.
Is that right?
Before I came up.
Yeah, well, the great advantage is, as you possibly know, wise men live at top of hills, and so we're safe here.
I swam in your front door just then.
No, come on. I didn't realise that you could bring kayaks, paddle them up the main North Road to get to Gawler.
I didn't come main North Road. I go up the Port River Expressway today, coming from, I'm saving lives, Rick. I've gone to give plasma this morning.
Look, good listeners, it is wonderful to see Phil donate. Actually, I'm being serious now for a minute. You've donated for a long time, haven't you?
116 today, I think she said it was. She had a practice run on this arm.
That was your age. That's what she thought you looked like, you idiot.
I knew it was something with 116.
Okay, tell us about the bowls.
Okay, the bowls. Local bowls. Kapunda played Tanunda, Rick. And you would have thought Kapunda, I know they've been battling the last few weeks, but they've had a good win against Tanunda. Tanunda bottom, 105 to Tanunda 62. Adrian Green was the biggest winner for the day, 19 over Sue Yates. So Greeny, a top, real good bowler. So Sue would have battled all day there trying to keep Greeny under control. Freeling. As we know, as I said last week, Rick, they've battled with a few people, ins and outs, and I know that feeling, Rick, ins and outs.
Oh, do you? Have you got something to tell us?
Not really.
Oh.
Freeling 89, lost to Yudunda 107.
Oof.
So it's, Yudunda been going along all right, though. Aaron Jones and Tate Rogers are both with 12 shot winners over Alex Bryan and Rodney Seen.
The only thing I've heard about Freeling is that they've got a new theme song.
What is it?
It's a long way to the top if you want a bowl.
You want a sausage roll. Okay. Mount Pleasant, who have been going along quite nicely.
Yes.
But they've come up against Lindock. And Mount Pleasant 77, it's out of Mount Pleasant, lost to Lindock 105. And my old mate Sean Marnie, 19 up over Dags Crane, Neil Crane. So that's a good win to Sean. He's been going along quite nicely, skipping this year. And quickly mention, Rick, one of our valued listeners is probably sitting home with a few stitches in his finger. I see Ash Thomas, he's cut his finger overnight somehow. I guess I'll find out tonight when he tells me, after he's listened to the show. But yeah, he's got a badly cut finger, so he'll miss a few weeks now. So
I must officially and congratulate you on how you get hold of all this news.
Oh, there's always a little bit of... Don't you worry. I've got to break some news here in a minute.
Right. Gee.
Angaston played Nuriuk, my old club.
Yes.
From many years ago. Angaston 103. A very close game. 96 was Nuri.
All right.
All rinks were that close, so I didn't pick a biggest winner. The biggest winner was three or something. So there were two, three, two, and so it was close game. Now, I didn't get... Next week's, I didn't look that up this morning, but that's all right.
That's all
this
right.
This week's
game, you've donated
matter.
Blood. So
I know. I'm sort of just, you know, getting
now,
over
now,
that.
Now, have you got some breaking news?
No, not really.
No, you have.
Payneham had a good win.
Did they?
Yes. Five or six shot winner over Woodville.
Right.
At
how did
home.
You...
I did say we don't lose at home.
True.
Well, I didn't have to worry about it. So.
But how did you go?
Right. Played in the twos.
In the twos?
Yeah, in the twos. Out at Playford.
Have you been Rissold?
One would say that. Let's just say I've got Saturdays free now, Rick.
Is that right?
Yeah, Saturdays are free. Oh. Might get the MG out this week, I reckon.
Is
Take that
right?
for a run. Sunshine out, down the beach.
You just mentioned
Speedos.
You just mentioned your old club, Newry.
Yeah.
Were they?
No. Don't even mention that.
Oh.
So we'll move on. So they've had a good... midweek bowls.
Are they savoury Rissoles or...
Let's get off the Rissoles. Midweek bowls, Rick.
Yes.
Played your hometown.
You'd be right into midweek bowls.
I love midweek bowls. I'm loving my midweek bowls. Midweek bowls, Rick.
Now we're going to sledge Gawler, I suppose, are we?
Played Gawler.
Yes.
Brought their top side up to Payneham, but it wasn't good enough, Rick.
Well, when good is just not good enough.
No, it was a good game. We had a real good game.
Yeah.
Played Peter McConnell, who's top bloke, Pete.
Yes.
And we actually accounted for him quite easily. 29-14, our rink was up.
Yeah, well,
biggest winning rink of the day.
Kicking him in the shins before the game starts. It's always
And can I say, Rick, they were coming in absolutely beautifully too.
Were they?
Yes, yes.
So you're in fine form.
Absolutely. Yep. We'll leave it at that.
Well, we should be expecting some unbelievable midweek results then.
Should be. Off to Happy Valley tomorrow, Rick.
Happy Valley tomorrow.
Yeah, a water bag. I've got to leave in a minute, so.
You sure it hasn't been washed away?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the other thing. They've got artificials down there, so
yeah, but
fine.
They're at the bottom of the hill as well, aren't they?
Oh, could be. I don't know. Anyway, Rick, as I broke, this is the news that I was going to break, not
news.
That other little bit of news that we just came up with. I see in the Scott Lysette has signed with Port Districts. We broke that. That's old news, isn't it?
I mean, you broke that before it was officially done. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I can't believe what a wonderful gesture to pay for nothing.
Yeah, Port Districts. He signed with Port Districts. Yeah. And quickly, we have got that show coming up. I think Friday you're going to put the show up. We interviewed Nicola Biaggi last week, the West Adelaide footballer. Now Rick
is
drum roll.
Yep.
Playing coach of Tanunda as well.
Playing coach.
And I did mention to her, how does that work?
I think on show she couldn't
tell.
Yeah,
she could. Yeah, and I said, and that's why I mentioned Tanunda. Yeah. She just giggled.
So how can you play twice?
Yeah, the seasons don't quite overlap. Oh. And then I think she's got a few. I reckon the girls up in the Bross are playing on the Sunday. So she's going to be able to counteract that. She's got a dad, Ralph, as the assistant coach, so I guess if she's somehow tied up.
And, can he shave his legs and play in the fourth
pocket? Yeah. You want to see his legs, don't it? Oh.
Not a good sign.
No. So while we're still on footy, I see James Rowe, the ex-Crow, come West Torrens footballer. He's in a bit of. He's got a bit of strife. He
sounds
went to Bali.
Sounds as though he's highly intelligent.
Yeah, like his dad.
Oh. What did he do?
Bali fell off a bike or something.
I thought you were going to say he got in a fight with a barman again.
No.
Cut his knee, yes.
And came home and went up the river with a couple of other crows and had a swim and she's all infected, has blown up like a watermelon, apparently. So he's in a bit of strife.
Actually, we laugh at infections. And unfortunately, I went through one when I had my shoulder done. And I tell you what, they're hard to get rid of once they're inside joints.
So and the knee wouldn't be real.
Be worse than the shoulder.
Just quickly, last little bit I've got, Rick, is I see Vossie's. He's excited.
Oh, Vossie
is excited, Rick.
Why?
Orazio, he is fit and ready to go. Fantasia is
ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready to go for what?
Oh, well, to the change rooms, and then he usually gets injured in the warm up, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, ready to go.
Come
he's.
On.
I don't think he's got past the second warm up session.
19 games in 3 years. I don't reckon that's ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yep.
Well, that's
so
good.
He's excited. So. That's about all I've got, Rick. Let's go on to some local cricket news.
Yeah, well, interesting. Round 4 of the Barossa and Knight Cricket Association. Firstly, we can easily get rid of the Malala-Tanunda game because day one was washed out.
Oh, okay.
And so that means, which is a good move.
Oh,
they
it
can
did rain, so I didn't know that, yeah.
Well, it rained
Saturday
on the
morning.
Thursday
yeah.
and so forth yeah. over there. And it quite often, it anyway, they'll be playing at their game as a one-day game on Saturday.
Yep.
Anyway, briefly, Angaston and South Gawler, which is the game that I'm in the middle of. South won the toss and bowled. The groundsman was a little concerned about the pitch, but it played pretty well.
Yep.
It had got a bit of rain on Thursday, but it was hard, very quite grassy. Anyway, he said, I don't know what it's going to play like. And South won the toss and sent Ango in. And first ball of the day, Mitchell Carter is out caught behind, first ball. And I thought as umpire, my heavens, I'm not. It did lift a little bit, but, you know, with hindsight, he could have possibly let it go. Anyway, come the third over, Greg Bain, the mighty Greg.
Yes, one of our favourite players.
Well, he's the lifeblood of Angaston, really.
Yep.
Anyway, third over, before he'd scored, he's edged to second slip. And David Goldner, who is a very good slipper, normally would catch it with his eyes shut. He's dropped him on naught. And, I mean, that what a costly... Greg eventually got out for 76. They batted throughout the day. 9 for 244. Andrew Mapstone, who is the opening bowler for Souths, 4 for 74, bowled magnificently. I hate to think what he might have done if he'd got both Carter and Greg Bain in his opening two overs. Anyway, 9 for 244. Again, now we've had all this rain, who knows what it's going to be like. I would have thought, if it's unaffected, that 244 is within South Gawler's capabilities, but time will tell.
Yep.
Newry versus Greenock. Greenock won the toss and bowled. Newry, as I discussed in the last show, very, very ordinary. Dismissed for a total of 168, of which Aaron Wilson made 63 from 53 balls. I don't know what they'd be like without him, both bat and ball. And Reece Lacey, their captain, 22. So they've made 80 of the half score. Yep. Ben Reinfeldt, 3 for 42. James Fowler, 3 for 20. And Greenock, in reply to the 168, 2 for 47. Hudson Nowick, 29. Jaden Burchart, 17, not out. So
okay.
What
do you reckon?
Well, I think I would back Greenock to get there. However,
I think so.
I'll call upon your pronunciation again. I think a little will depend on Gary
Schweighausen,
because if he bowls as well as he did in the last game, he may get through the Greenock side. But anyway, that's a pretty evenly balanced game.
And that's at Newry?
Yes.
Okay.
Lindock and Sandy Creek, again, the gaps are huge. Sandy obviously would want to have and did win the toss and bowled. Lindock all out for 100, of which John Owen got 44 of them. Now, I'm not familiar with Ryan Storr for Sandy, but he bowled 8.4 overs and took 6 for 38.
Yeah.
And the Rooster, Hankey, took 2 for 32. They did what you'd expect, went in and batted and declared at 4 for 113. Will O'Brien, who's now opening, 45 from 49 balls, and Zach Kruchner, 37. So they got them in a hurry and declared, put Lindock back in at 1 for 47. So they're doing a bit better, one would assume. But I would think they've got time and enough to win that game outright.
Yeah.
So
again, and go and slog it, then get Lindock out and go and slog.
So that's very good. As we've said, I think unfortunately we're in for a pretty one-sided BNL cricket year. But
we got used to that with the footy, didn't we?
Well, we did indeed. We did indeed. So,
all right. What other news got this week, Rick?
Just a very brief mention because we've talked about it. 130 odd million on the TV watching India in the World Cup ICC final in India alone. So when you take worldwide figures, I hate to think what they might be.
They love their cricket, don't they?
Oh, they love their cricket. Now, so we'll jump straight, and because we haven't got a lot of time to talk about it, the upcoming test series here, and I really wonder about our summer, because our summer of cricket, as it were, it seems as though it's almost over before it starts, because we supposedly today are witnessing the start of the last round of the Sheffield Shield before the big bash break.
Yep.
And then we've got 5 test matches, all of which are going to be over by January the 28th, I think it is. The first 3 are against Pakistan, the last 2 are against the West Indies. We have mentioned, somewhat sarcastically, but nevertheless, David Warner has anointed himself to play in the first 3 to open.
Yep.
Obviously with Uzi, and then will retire at the end of the 3rd. Now, what fascinates me, and I'd point out to the listeners, is that given another 3 days, there is no first-class Sheffield Shield cricket then going to be played until February the 4th. So that means that the team, the test teams that they pick from now on in are not based on Sheffield Shield performances. Now, that really doesn't necessarily matter with the stability of the team until Warner retires. Mm. Then yep. The question is, who opens the batting in place of him? Now, let's get one thing straight. It's not Travis Head, because he'll bat in the middle order or at number 4 or 5, whatever they want
if
to do.
If he's sober. Is he sober yet? Okay.
Alleged. Is it alleged, was it?
You see the photos?
Anyway.
Sorry.
The big question is, if you do it, that means that there's no one in form come the first West Indies test match, because they're not playing Sheffield Shield cricket. Mm. So you can only but assume that first game is on January the 17th.
Yep.
It's a long way away. It's nearly a month away. Right. So you've got to assume that they're going to choose whoever it's going to be based on statistics up until now. Mm. I mean, you can hardly open a test match having made a few runs in the Big Bash or something. So the answer is, who's it going to be? If you go on pure statistics, Phil, there is only one person it should be.
Yourself?
No. And that's Cameron Bancroft.
Bancroft, okay. He was a ball tamper too, wasn't he?
Alleged.
Oh, okay.
A scapegoat, I think. But anyway, Bancroft carries sandpaper in his pocket all the time just to make sure the bottom of his bat...
work at Bunnings,
that's right.
Okay.
But anyway, he has made a bucket load of runs in the Shield for the last...
So he'd be your tip?
Well, he should be my... He is my tip. But the others in the running, you could argue, yet again, are Marcus Harris... I mean, he's been tried and tested so many times, and I really don't think... Now, the other guy who's really interesting, who they've tried, and unfortunately he's failed a few times, is Matthew Renshaw.
Oh, yeah, big fella.
And good listeners, you may be surprised to know that Matthew Renshaw holds the record as the only under-21 Australian test player to have made the quickest to make 500 test runs.
Wow.
Under-21.
No, I didn't know that.
But he's got, his track record has been average as well.
Yeah, he's a bit miss, isn't he?
So as we approach the end of the show, may I throw in the great red herring? Bancroft should get it. The other two have been tried and tested. Now, there's another bloke, a golden-haired bloke, and he does have actually quite long goldenish hair, and his name's Pekuski. Now, he's back and playing, if you can remember where he is, after all his concussions and mental health issues. But supposedly, his gurus have said he's fine. He's now over all those issues, and he's back opening the batting for Victoria. However, he's made basically no runs, 39 and naught and 3 and 33. But, guess what, Phil?
What?
He's a Victorian. So, with no justifiable performances, I'm not saying he'll get the nod, but it wouldn't totally surprise me if they try to push him forward.
Okay.
There you go.
He is young too, isn't he? 25
or something? He is. And look, let me make this quite clear. He is incredibly talented.
Yeah.
But the question marks, and just because you are potentially good, if he had a stack of runs like Bancroft behind him, then you'd say, we'll take the gamble.
Yeah.
But with the issues he's had, but he is a Victorian and they love him. So,
and you know, you can always tell a Victorian, but you can't tell them much.
Very much. Speaking of that,
yes,
the unpopular coach was screaming at his players when one of the club supporters jumped the fence and snotted him right in the face. Headline in the paper next day was, "Trouble at ground when fan hits the shit."
Now, we covered all the bases here today. We're just about out of time.
Yeah, we have.
Redbacks are about to start a game, aren't they? Yeah, so good luck to the Redbacks,
like we always do. I did seriously receive a message from Tim Nilsson this morning and suggested that today wasn't a good day to visit Adelaide Oval unless you had a arc to get in there. Evident it's very wet.
Yeah, so it would be.
I guess I'll play tomorrow. Yeah. So there you go. Well, all until right. next week, good listeners, this is Rick.
This is Phil.